702 Drive, people often say the wheels of justice grind slowly, but how's this for slow? This happened 40 years ago. The case is called the COSAS 4. It refers to something that happened out on the East Rand, and it involves a crime committed during the apartheid era. To get the very latest on what's happened in the Joburg High Court, we're joined now by EWN reporter Bernadette Wicks. Bernadette, welcome. Set the scene for us. What is this matter involved? I said it's four decades old. Why is it coming up now? Good afternoon to you.
Sure. So this case dates back to February 1982. And what it involves is four student activists who were essentially lured to a pump station in Krugersdorp where a bomb was detonated. Three of them were killed. One survived. He has since died. This is an apartheid era crime, and it's one of those cases that, like so many other apartheid era crimes, has really just been on the back burner for decades. And after a lot of pressure and a lot of pushing from the families involved, the accused, who are before court now, were eventually charged last year.
So one of the charges is crimes against humanity. Now, I understand that as an international crime category. I don't know if it's on our statute books, but the Constitutional Court must have taken some sort of decision at some point about whether crimes under international law get locally prosecuted.
Yes, well, this is, as you mentioned, it is, and it's the first time in South Africa that we're having people charged with crimes against humanity. And how it's phrased in the court papers is that it's murder as a crime against humanity. In the alternative, it's just a murder charge. But it is an incredibly significant case, seeing that it is the first time that we're prosecuting a crime against humanity. And like you mentioned, these are international legal standards, international legal concepts and doctrines and charges. And as a result, as South Africa, we have to be subject to those laws and to those policies. But like I mentioned, it is very difficult to prosecute. Well, we imagine that it's going to be very difficult to prosecute these cases. There are different tests involved and different legal standards that apply. So this is the first time that it's happening in South Africa.
Who you said took a lot of pushing. Who was doing the pushing?
So the families of the COSAS 4 have really been lobbying for action from the prosecuting authorities for decades, from when this happened, of course. But I think what's really relevant is the efforts they've made, obviously, post-democracy, post-1994, to have this matter, to see that justice is served for these individuals. And it's been a lot of work. They went to court at one stage. They've been engaging with the MPA. And for them, really, as I mentioned, the one surviving victim has already died. And so that's obviously front of mind for these families, is that they need to see justice in their lifetime.
Who are the people then in the dock?
So in the dock, we have Christian Rorich, who was a security branch officer and was apparently also a bomb expert. And then we also have Tlomedi Mfalaphitsa, who was an askari. He was a member of Umkhonto weSizwe, and he defected. And the accusation is that he helped lure these four to that site where the bombing took place, obviously under the guise that they were comrades. And that's the extent to which he's been charged. Christian Rorich, as I mentioned, was a security branch officer and a bomb expert. And so he's obviously accused of having a hand in designing the bomb that went off and detonating it.
And just finally, I suppose, is this the first of many? Last week we had the NPA briefing Parliament on where they are on TRC-related crimes and apartheid-era prosecutions. We heard Lindsay Dentlinger explaining us a quite optimistic view they took of it, but people will say, well, the proof will be in the courtroom.
Absolutely. You know, as we've mentioned throughout this chat, there's been so much pressure on the MPA to actually go after these cases. And I think the death of Joao Rodrigues really lit a fire under them, because it really brought to mind how fragile, really, the idea of getting justice for these people and for their loved ones is. Because with an accused person's death, obviously the concept of getting justice is then also lost. And we have heard, but we've also heard it for the last year and a half, 2 years, from the MPA, that they are pushing these TRC cases now, that they realize that these are urgent matters that need to be dealt with now. But we'll see what happens with it.
Thanks so much, Bernadette Wicks, keeping an eye on that case. 40 years old. I don't know if you live out in the Kagiso area, anywhere in Mogale City, but do you have any memories of this particular incident? I mean, it was certainly something that horrified people at the time, and maybe it's something that was part of your personal history in some way, even if you were just aware of what went on. 23 minutes past 3.